these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay coming to you live from Dallas, Texas. It is the 10th of November, two days post-election. Hell, I don't know what day it is. I guess it's Thursday. That makes it 2 days. I'm back in town. Bouncing between Cinderella, my place, and trying to get my shit together, quite honestly. I am still kind of at full speed. The throttle's wide open. I am trying to offload a lot of stuff so I can kind of get back to the business of living life in one place for a little while at least. Had a great event up there in Branson this past weekend. As always, met a lot of amazing patriots up there. Met a lot of Operation Tomahawk warriors too. That's pretty exciting. See you guys kicking ass out there, taking the battle to the scumbags in the corporate cabal powers, global, their planetary enslavement and killing machine. So between that for a century, killing fields of the hospitals around the country, murdering people like we've never imagined would even be possible in one hospital, let alone thousands of them. And this is not to say that we don't have wonderful doctors and wonderful nurses and all the personnel in the hospitals. It's not to say all of them are complicit. Many of them are. Many good people in there. I bang away oftentimes on the hospitals and medical establishment, big pharma. There's always a caveat. I've had brilliant trauma surgeons, Morristown Hospital Trauma Center, New Jersey, Baylor Trauma Center here in Texas. These people literally plucked me out of graves, did things that not always easily doable to put my wreckage back together. But I've had a conversation with somebody today in a Lyft ride I was getting to pick up my vehicle. Nurse, and this is a nurse practitioner, I believe, good dude. And I was talking about these things of how much I love that aspect of the industry, how the medical industry, for what these people have done. They're beautiful, beautiful souls that work in these hospitals that do amazing things for people when they're sick. No disrespect to any of you, because you're beautiful people, and the world could not, many cases, survive without people like you working for humanity the way you do. But you sons of bitches that murdered people all across the country and the world in the hospitals, killing them, remdesivir, shoving vents on them, knowing full well that the numbers were what was important to you to get the money. You'll never escape the wrath of this desk or Patriot Street Fighter. But the rest of you, much love to you. Anyways, here we are, post-election. So we're going to have some conversation about this tonight. Yes, I know most of you, or many people, are disappointed because things didn't turn out with the red wave and all this stuff. And I'm going to talk about that for a minute. There's things I want you to understand that I think is imperative that you understand about where we are here. So I was on a call right after the election obviously was kind of closing out, at least on the central coast, no coast here, but southern central coasts. I might have even, now that I think about it, it might have even been on the West Coast. They were closing down. And there's a number of people on there, Tina Peters, Scotty Sachs, I forget number of people, Joanne, few people were requested to be on there to have a discussion about what we thought, what went on, have our commentary. And I think I was the second person they asked. Scotty Sachs asked me maybe what my take was. We had started to see what was happening. I got reports from around the country, the bullshit that was going on, same shit all over again. And I made a comment. I said, well, quite honestly, I said, you may find it hard to believe, but I said, I really don't know what's going on. A lot of the candidates throughout the country, the people we're tracking and following, I don't even know who they are. I mean, the primary candidates in races like that clown in PA who's basically dead from the eyes back, Fetterman. And going up against Oz, we knew about that race. Kerry Lake out in Arizona, some other handful of other people that we would all know about if we're paying any attention whatsoever. The rest of the races, I, you know, didn't really know anything about. I did know, of course, General Bulldog. I dropped the hammer on General Bulldog up in New Hampshire the night before the election. Why? Because here's a guy we've had on Patriot Street Fighter. Enormous love and respect for his service to the country. That'll never mar my judgment on him as a person, but as a politician, he got the tomahawk. Why? Because 3 weeks before I saw the Fox News appearance, here he is on a stage with other candidates or whatever, and full throttle that he absolutely believes and stands with the idea and the fact that the election was stolen in 2020, blah, 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 boom. Move forward a couple of weeks on Fox News, comes out and says the opposite. They called him out with the videotape. And what did he do? What all these bastards do. These politicians gave some bullshit answer that was like every other, didn't answer the question, just laid out a track of bullshit. And I'm like, boom. You know, but we need to win Republican in New Hampshire. I had a conversation with a great guy who's military intelligence, off-book teams, operations, etc. At Clay Clark event, great guy. And, you know, of course, he was explaining why certain things needed to go a certain way for things that they're working on. And I'm like, you know what? Love the idea and the thought of what you guys have lined up. But when it comes to what I saw, I don't give a shit. My job is not to think a certain way so things can work politically in a way, the maneuvering, all that 3D or 5D chess. That's not where I stand. Is there 5D chess going on? No doubt. That's not my job. My job is to rain a shitstorm down on every fucking scumbag who looks right at us dead in the eye and lies their ass off to us. And that's what happened. So General Bulldog, you've been called. Very disappointed in you. As a military man, love you. As a politician, you became exactly what these bastards have done to this country, and the Republican Party pushed us to the edge of the cliff. You're saying, wait a minute, Scott, the Republicans didn't do it. Bullshit. Bullshit. The Democrats have always told us what they'll do to us. Oh, don't you even go bad on me here tonight, Internet. Please don't go bad on me, because I got shit to rain down here. Good. We got touchy Internet in Florida where the producers are. I'm hoping this sticks, because I got a lot on my mind tonight, and it's coming. So the reality is this. You looked us dead in the eye. Well, here, let's back up why I'm blaming on Republicans. I said this before. Ayn Rand said this when she came to the United States to be a screenwriter in Hollywood from the Soviet Union in the 20s. And when she got here, she, of course, became the most famous philosopher of the 20th century, most prominent with her objectivist philosophy, which I espouse to from top to bottom. I've read all of her work. And I'll say this. I was shocked when she said the true evil in America isn't the liberals. The true evil are the conservatives. And I thought, holy shit, what's she saying? Explained properly. The liberals will tell you that if you give them power, they will socialize this country. The conservatives will tell you if you give them power, they will make sure it has never happened. Where the fuck have we gotten over the last 100 years, folks? Where have we gotten? Over the cliff. How? 1994, Republican Revolution. greatest night of my life up till that point, the greatest night up to that point. It took the second spot once Donald Trump won the election in 2016. That was the greatest day of my life then. But in 1994, first time in 70 years, the Republicans got control of the House and the Senate, to shut down the Clinton agenda after the biggest tax increase in U.S. history at that time, after the attempted takeover by the witch Hillary, HillaryCare went down in flames with the Democrats controlling the House and the Senate. But the Republicans came in, took the whole show, 52 seats in the House in the 94 election, and they took 12 seats in the Senate, had full control, shut down the Clinton cabal agenda, made Newt Gingrich the most powerful man on earth at that time. Now, what happened? Well, what happened? The same bullshit that always happens. Once these guys are in power, Gingrich was a great insurrectional leader. As a manager, all came apart. And I think Scarborough, that dipshit that's on CNBC or MSN, whatever he's on, it doesn't matter. He's simply Clinton's face with dark hair. This clown said the reason Gingrich got run out of Washington wasn't because he was too conservative, it's because he was cutting too many deals with the Democrats. The biggest one was the shutdown, the budget shutdown. And in that budget shutdown, each party wants no credit given to them for shutting the budget down. There was another big budget busting agenda that the Clintons put forward. Republicans decided they were going to let the government run out of money, which was a budgetary shutdown. That means everybody in government go home. Nobody's getting paychecks, all that bullshit. And they'll play chicken until one of them caves, like the milquetoast coward pussies they are. They'll cave in because they don't want to take the credit or get hammered with that in the next elections. Why? Thinking about themselves again. Thinking about the power of the party. Thinking about the party first, not the people and not principle. So what happens? On that day, and you can read all about this in David Shippers, who was the House manager for the impeachment trial of Clinton, hired by the Republican Party, a far left-wing liberal Chicago Democrat attorney who raised money for Clinton, became the House investigator against the Clintons. Impeachment, right? What would you think they would bring? Why did they bring him in? They not only wanted a nonpartisan, they wanted somebody who was so partisan the other way to come in and investigate. And when they came in to investigate, we got nowhere with the removal. Why? Because Trent Lott, Republican majority leader in the Senate where they're going to try Clinton, told Henry Hyde, the House Judiciary Chairman, all of these crimes that they had laid out, all of these crimes, all of them. The crimes were so bad, all the evidence was under lock, under the sergeant at arms, where the people, all the congressmen in D.C. could go in and look at all the crimes. You know how many people out of 435 showed up? Three. And those three came out literally, as reported, crying in tears when they saw what the Clintons had done to this country, not just in the White House prior to, right? How many politicians went in there to see all the evidence? Now, here's what Trent Lott did. He said to Henry Hyde, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, "Don't throw this shit in my lap, Henry. Confine the entire trial to one thing, Monica Lewinsky's dress. Forget all the crimes. The treason." That was a Republican. And the reason that he did this was to make sure they didn't get a conviction in the Senate to remove Clinton from the White House. You would say, why? Why wouldn't the Republicans get rid of this criminal, traitor to the country? Why? I'll tell you why. Let me be very direct and very subtle. Because the motherfuckers were so concerned about getting the White House in 2000, they allowed a traitor to stay in there because they didn't want Al Gore to be the president of the United States going into 2000 election and have to run a Republican like the shrub Bush they put in there to run against gore because it's almost impossible to remove a sitting U.S. president. So they would have been running, the Republicans, whoever the nominee would have been, George W. Bush, shrub. I was going to say the humanitarian, but the guy who committed crimes against humanity, to go against a sitting president, Al Gore. What does that mean? The Republicans threw the Constitution into the asphalt and wood chipper, into a paper shredder, and also threw the Constitution overboard. They didn't fulfill their duty for the party's power. That's what these scumbags do. That's why the Republican Party is responsible for where we've ended up in this country today. It isn't the Democrats. At least they're honest. I would rather a Democrat say, you know what, you son of a bitch, when you vote for me, I'm going to turn this into a communist country. Right? I'll take that over a guy who's going to look me in the eye, lie his ass off by saying, give me power, I'll make sure it doesn't happen. And what have the Republicans done for 100 years? Oh, we'll just go a little slower. We're not going to let them do it. Oh, we're going to let them do it now. We're going a little slower, a little slower, a little slower, a little slower. George W. Bush, the biggest spender in the country's history as a president since LBJ, the whole great society, massive welfare explosion. The prescription drug plan became the great society under LBJ. Bush's prescription drug, all the giveaways, massive increase in the welfare state. Department of Homeland Security, look at that boondoggle. All the agencies we already had to quote unquote prevent 911. What did we get? DHS over all of them and stacked and staffed with cabal players. Dual citizen Israeli Americans, cabal players at the Bolshevik, from the Bolshevik outpost of Israel. That's what it is. The Khazarian Mafia's Bolshevik outpost is Israel. Does that mean the people we love and care about there? Of course not. It's the people that control that country. That's their headquarters. So that's why I say, lie to me as a Republican. Tell me one thing, win a primary, and then come out and complete a reverse course. It is a shitstorm on that Republican. In fact, all of them. So, what did we end up with? George W. Bush, because of the traitors in the Republican Party who became the biggest spender since LBJ, lied about the weapons of mass destruction, unleashed hell on earth too. Hell on earth too. George H.W. Bush, the child satanic ritual abuse and killer of kids, trafficker, and drug runner for the clowns in America, and the guy who set up the kill team to take out Kennedy right down the street here, did what? Lured Saddam Hussein into Kuwait. His deputy undersecretary of state went there, Victoria something, that wasn't Newland, but Victoria something or other, talks to Saddam, gives the green light, it's okay to go ahead and take over the northern Kuwaiti oil fields as a legitimate territorial dispute. Saddam rolls in there, and what does George W. Bush do? H.W. Bush says, gets on TV, we will not allow this naked aggression to stand. Hoodwinked Saddam Hussein, who worked for us, Rumsfeld and company, prior to that in the 80s to keep Iran at bay, sided with Saddam. They're in meetings together, getting weapons, all this shit from the U.S., our buddy, and then they send him over Kuwaiti borders and launch a massive road to death, destroying their military, all the shit they did. Republican president lied to us about that too. That's what the Republicans give us. That's what they give us. Another case in point, 2012, the Republicans stormed back and took the House by surprise. The Tea Party Revolution delivered. Blew me away. Blew me away. Now, here's what we get. I think it was 83 seats in the House. All Tea Party candidates. It was based on one thing, the massive spending of the Obama regime and everything coming out of Washington. The Democrats, they said, you know what? Put me in power. Elect me, a Tea Party member. Elect me because we are going to stop the spending. This unbridled spending. What happens? First vote, January 23rd, 2013, when these clowns took power, the first vote that they all had to come in and cast for was a budget-busting House appropriations bill that was shattering the budget agreement we had. And what happened? 67 out of 83 of these bastards, these freshmen, all voted to bust the budget. Republicans, mind you, Republicans. I'm a Republican, but I'm not one of those bastards. We are now pushed to the brink, because of the Republicans. Not only acquiescing to what the socialist, communist Democrats have laid on this country, they're helping them do it. They're lying to your face, and then they're going into power, and they're doing what? Helping them. Now they're turning the throttle wide open. It used to be in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Let's just go slower. Okay, we'll socialize. Let's just go slower. Now they got their foot on the gas. That's what the Republican Party's done. The same Republican Party that attacked Trump to try to destroy him before the primaries, during the primaries, Mitt Romney, MK Ultra'd by his old man who walked the whole MK Ultra program right into the Mormon church in Utah. That guy, same thing, trafficker, killer of kids, same people. Nobody's ever wanted to say this shit in public. That's why this started. That's why the tipping point started. That's why I said, if these sons of bitches aren't going to do this, if they're not going to tell the world the truth about these animals, I guess I'm going to have to do it myself. That's why we started the tipping point. That's why Patriot Street Fighter is what it is. It's a combat machine, a highly censored combat machine to bust through the bullshit, to tell the world, here's what's really going on. Wake up. Wake up. Our problem is not the Democrats, it's the Republicans, right? It's the Republicans. So let's talk, get back to the election. I don't even know where I was going with that. I just got triggered momentarily there. So let's get back to the election. I don't know shit about these elections. I didn't pay attention to anything. The first time in 30 years that I didn't follow candidates, follow important races. One thing I saw was a snippet of the clown in PA running against Dr. Oz, who I don't have faith or love or trust in either, for various reasons. Maybe he's a good guy. We'll find out. He loses anyways. So, massive theft machine, obviously. I paid no attention to any of it. 30 years. 30 years I've been doing this. First election. I didn't even pay attention. I went and voted in the morning. Didn't pay attention at all on election day. I was doing other shit. I was out in the field with a chainsaw on my tractor. That's what I was doing. Because I didn't care. Why? I already knew the outcome. Rewind the tape of what I said last Saturday in Branson. They're going to steal the election. Is there going to be an election? Many people saying there's not going to be an election. Not going to be an election. I wondered about it for a while. I've been told by people there's not going to be an election. They can't be. There can't be. Why? Because if there's an election, there's a massive red tidal wave. I suspect there was a red tidal wave. 28% voter drop in the Democratic Party is massive. It's devastating, deadly. Yet, what happened? Well, now you know. I didn't care. Because I said, like I did last Saturday, they have to steal the election. They're going to steal the election. If they didn't steal the election, I wouldn't have any respect for the bastards. Because that means they throw the towel in and they won't fight to the death. Well, they're going to fight to the death. They're going to lie, cheat, steal, murder. They're going to do everything they can do to maintain power. Because if they don't, they're getting a guillotine or gitmo or whatever. They cannot let us take power, we the people. And I said that on Saturday. This election is going to be stolen, period. That's why I had no interest in following any of it. Because look, folks, we've allowed them to pummel us. We've sat back virtually all of our lives, not me, but most of Americans have sat back and taken this ass kicking right on our front porch. Not only that, when they get tired and their boxing gloves are split opening from hitting us on the skull too much, we say, sit down for a second. Let me get you an iced tea and a new pair of gloves. Just relax for a minute. That's what we've done as a nation, as a society. Not me, not some people, a lot of other podcasters out there and other people have been fighting this thing. People on the firing line for decades, But the vast majority of America has sat back and taken this ass beating willingly, willingly. So I watch people when I put something out on Telegram, and most people know on my Telegram channel, you don't have to agree with me, and that's okay. If everybody's in agreement all the time, if two people are in agreement all the time, one of them are unnecessary, believe me. So I don't expect people to agree with me all the time. I hope in principle, based on my life on this planet, based on my experiences, based on empirical data and historical context, most of the time you should agree with me. Because as I said before, I'm in this game for one reason. One, same reason I've always been in this game, giving up a big portion of my life for zero money. Zero money. Never took a penny for any campaign I ever worked. Even when I was a campaign manager. State Assembly race, never took any money. Why? Fighting for the country. Radio show guest appearances. All of it. Always for free. Just like right now, spending $150,000 over the last 18 months going around the country speaking on the Reawaken America tour out of my own pocket. My expense. I don't get paid a dime. None of my expenses get covered. I'm doing that as an investment in the country. That's why I do it. And there's no debate on that. But I'm telling you this. I've come to realize more and more and more, this is what it's going to take. We're going to get an ass beating. Economically, in every way. They stole another election in many ways, massively. All the machine bullshit. You can't even have your ballot now. What you do, fill in, goes into a machine, all that bullshit. Now you're sitting there clicking with the stylus pen, all that. Now you don't even have the evidence of a paper ballot that you filled out, all that kind of stuff. Here in Dallas, anyways, all these voter machines connected to the internet, illegal, unlawful, yet they do it anyways. What do we do? Let's go ahead and vote this way. We have to. And what did you expect? I knew they were going to steal it. I'm not all that upset. I'm upset for a number of reasons. Some of them because looking at the stuff people say in Telegram, right? One person says, you know, until we the people pour in the streets by the millions, we're going to get nowhere. And somebody says, well, why don't you lead that yourself? I'm like, lead it myself? The fuck have you been doing? Versus what I've been doing for the last 18 months and the last 30 years of my life. People bitching and complaining. Look, I say this again. Every one of us, either by choice or by the graces of our Creator, are right here on this planet, in this density, in this experience called a human experience. You're not a human being having a spiritual experience on earth. You're a spiritual being having a human experience on earth. One of many thousands, tens of thousands, or millions of experiences you have as a spiritual being to learn and grow. Learn, grow, ascend higher and higher and higher toward our Creator. The same thing that all these highly advanced, billions of years more advanced non-terrestrials that are interacting with humanity and have been are trying to accomplish themselves. Same thing. That's why we're here. This is that moment in the Bible, in Revelations, in the harvest. Right now is where we are. Make it into Bible, scary, tribulation, Revelations, horrible, fear, bullshit. I don't buy any of that. Yes, I know. I read the same book you have too for decades. Born again Christian at 14. Fully in. Till I walked away in 99. Took another journey like Christ did for 17 years, except mine was nowhere near as long, nowhere near as deep, and nowhere near as fruitful. But I took that journey off a beaten path of bullshit and found my way back home to God in a way that actually matters and means something to me. Now I know that there is a creator and it is a divine power. But we have to earn our way into heaven, folks. I don't care how many beads you rub, how much money you give to these piece of shit televangelists on TV when you barely can live on your Social Security check and this bastard's banging prostitutes like Jimmy Swaggart and all these other pieces of shit in private jets, beautiful mansions, Lamborghinis, and you write that check or send that money in. Please, please just pray to God, is it on your soul? These people are the worst of the worst on the planet. You're not buying your way into heaven. You're not praying your way into heaven. And you sure as hell aren't going to get there by sitting back doing nothing with the talents that God gave you. Thou good and faithful servant versus thou wicked and slothful servant. Everybody's sitting back here with their talents and doing nothing for their own spiritual ascension. You're going to end up with an empty cash register in a spiritual world, period. I don't care what they're telling you. If I'm wrong, you tell me how the biggest influence on earth, the religious order, has the eyes, hearts, minds, and ears of the most people on the planet, and we've been getting our asses kicked by the Luciferian order for thousands of years, right down to 2.2 million kids ripped off the streets and the land of the earth all over the world and raped, butchered, murdered, sodomized, tortured, cut up into pieces, and the adrenochrome harvesting that they're doing so they can feed the elites their elixir drug. How the hell did we get here? If that plan works, I'm here to shake it up. That's why my ass hasn't been thrown off of these big mega mansion church stages that Clay Clark has allowed me to speak on. And I'm always gratefully appreciative, eternally grateful that he's allowed me to be there. Because we need to shake up the shit show that isn't working. They rewrote things in the Bible to make you sit down on your ass, quote unquote, do good deeds and pray for everything you need. Ask God for it. Ask God for it. He gave you a whole fucking planet of abundance. Ask him for what? If you want to eat, you got to put the fork in the food yourself and put it in your mouth. Your parents don't feed you. Spoon feed you for the rest of your life. We have a planet of abundance that has become a planet of scarcity. Why? Because the Luciferians have captured every institution and agency of governance on earth to keep you down, to keep you from discovering how much power you have. It's time to wake up, stand up, and man up and get in this battle. Because all you people who are waiting for them to do it, heard this once, same thing. He who stand on mountainside with mouth open. This is an ancient Chinese proverb, by the way. He who stand on mountainside with mouth open, waiting for roast duck to fly in, wait very long time. That's pretty funny, isn't it? Where do you think this stuff comes from? Ancient Chinese wisdom, obviously. The reason we're here is because this is the time, it's your time, it's our time to put our talents to work that we were given by our God, our divine hand, to go to work, recapture this planet from the Luciferians who were controlling all the minions in Washington, D.C., the state houses all across the country, the governor's mansions like Texas, Abbott, letting people roll through Texas on the border instead of putting a National Guard down there, shutting the border down. Oh, I'm going to pick them up and I'm going to bust them into some cities around the country. Wow! You go, governor. People, check back into lunch. Why? What the hell do you think they do already? They get them in here and they bus them to other cities. The kids, 266,000, to put them into the adrenochrome machine. You're clapping because yeah, Abbott's really sticking it to him. Sticking it to him. He's working for him. He's doing their job and getting you to cheerlead, for Christ's sakes. Shut the border down. Shut it down. Trump did it. He built 500 million miles of walls. Let me tell you how these guys work, folks. Here's how they work. This is the way they work. They give you all these victories. George Bush, W. Bush, a conservative, a strict constructionist. What does that mean? I'm going to appoint only strict constructionists to the Supreme Court. Follow the letter of the Constitution, right? What did he do? Who'd he give us? John Roberts, the pedophile child killer who illegally adopted kids from Ireland. Yeah, same thing. Who totally fucked us over on the Obamacare vote. Held the line. Obamacare is illegal because you're showing it as a whatever. I can't remember the minutia now because I don't care anymore. The last second, he completely flipped and voted for it. He gave us Obamacare, made it constitutional. So he says it's not. 2 weeks later, he's on an airplane, flies out of the country, gone for 2 weeks. He's knighted by the Knights of Malta. There you go, sir. Thank you for delivering a victory to the Satanists. Same bullshit. They give you victories over here. They'll give you a whole bunch of them. But then the one victory that you don't want, or the one victory they give to the enemy, is the one that can bury you. Ron DeSantis, everybody's all up in arms. Awesome, Ron DeSantis. I'm going to tell you flat out, I don't trust him. Saying, what's wrong with you? Well, what's wrong with me is 30 years. 30 years of watching this bullshit. What do you mean? All these other brilliant candidates, all they lose, right? How could Dr. Oz lose to somebody whose head is in a coffin for the last 20 years, rotted, while the body is above ground? How do you lose? Carrie Lake, others. DeSantis wins easily. Florida, I don't care what it is. I don't listen to what people say. I watch what they do. It's the only language I understand is truth. Your actions speak so loudly, I can hardly hear what you're saying. So the legislation I saw that DeSantis was signing last summer, and I read through it, and here it is. Giving the power of the government to force quarantine and vaccinate in a time of one of these great emergencies. Yeah. Yeah. All these other victories handing conservatives in Florida, right? It's got to be one of us. Folks, you got to grow up. You got to grow up and understand how the game is played. They will tell you whatever the fuck they have to tell you to get your belief in them, faith in them, get your vote. But the one that they could use against you is the guillotine. Anybody that would vote for shit like that, I only need one. I don't need punched in the face more than once to know that I'm in trouble. One time. Once. Now, somebody's going to vote that way on one thing that could bury us, to be able to skate out of the courts without being put in jail. That's what they're doing. It. This is all protective measures to keep themselves out of jail and to argue in court. This is the law, right? It's not justice. It's just the law. It's their corporate statutory bullshit. That's how they can stand in court and say, look, he was acquitted. He's not guilty. No. It just means he wasn't convicted. Doesn't mean he's not guilty, because I can tell you, my God would say a lot of that bullshit. That guy's guilty. That's all I need to hear. One of those. That's what I heard. Now it looks like there's this move toward DeSantis away from Trump. All right. I'm going to start driving into your temple here, and I want you to understand this. DeSantis voted with the cabal the majority of the time in Washington, D.C. Satan's lair. How do you vote the majority of the time on principle with those bastards? Against humanity, against America, against we the people, against the Constitution. I don't need to see anything else. Moving away from Donald Trump? That's a joke. It's a joke. I'll tell you why. I'd like to say it's a devil you do know versus a devil you don't know, but it's the angel that you do know versus the devil you don't know. in the presidency. Donald J. Trump is the only guy in my lifetime as a president outside of Reagan. Kennedy was killed a year and a month before I was born. He's the only guy that I have seen fight for we the people, unwavering, at great expense to his entire life. Only one I've ever seen. Only one. I will say this. I got to stand corrected right here in Texas. Ron Paul. Ron Paul. So, but at the top of the heap is the president, Donald Trump. Don't have to guess in. No guessing games. No guesswork. You know what he's going to do. He's going to take the tomahawk to any of those bastards that he has to deal with to get the job done for we the people. Nobody's done that. If you look at track records, you look at DeSantis, you look at Trump. Look, everything is a popularity contest in this country, in this world. Why? That's the matrix that they've built, right? The matrix they built. Guys driving a Lamborghini. Oh, instant respect on the street with people. In a mansion. He must be a guy to, you know, I guess to concede to in whatever ways. That's what they built us to think. They built this architecture for this reason. And they would allow some people to rise so high because they need other people to look at them and want to aspire to them to keep firing the boiler, keep fueling the boiler with your effort, your energy, your production, to keep that machine printing money for these players, the overlords of the entire planet, and keep you thinking that you can get there one day. You can't get there. I can't get there. You have to be chosen to hit that class, and you're not going to get there if you're not one of them. If you're not going to murder a baby after you just raped it at 6 months old or 5 years or whatever it is, trust me, you're not getting there. I don't care if it's the United States Senate, or at least you're not going to stay there, or they're going to entrap you, or they're going to get you voting differently, because they'll find a way, folks. Find a way. Presidency, find a way. A lot of horrible shit going on that if you knew behind the curtain what it really was represented, what was really happening, most of you would not get out of bed the next day. You'd be on Prozac. I shit you not. And I'm not even talking about the things I don't yet know about. It's that bad. But I can tell you this. This is the time where we're going to go through this transition. And now some of you are going to believe me. Whether you believe me or not, it's not relevant to me. My job is not to convince you of anything. My job is not to keep coming at you to make you believe. My job is to put out there into the universe, hopefully through your ears, what comes through me. It's not my genius, believe me. I have just a little above average intelligence at best. Whatever's coming through me, it's coming for a reason. And I'm telling you, we have to fight for our spiritual ascension. And because we are buried so deep in this dream spell, not because of you, your fault, not because you're stupid, not because you're an idiot, not, it's what has happened to all of humanity. It's what has happened to all of humanity. Some people have risen out of it, risen to a higher level. They've escaped it, whatever. Who knows why? It doesn't matter. But this has been put upon humanity. But here's the thing. They put it upon us because they cannot have you discover your power. God forbid if you do, it's over. It's over. They're gone. There's nowhere to hide. The only thing left for them is decomposition. That's it, because there's nowhere to go. We wouldn't even have to be physical. It's the kinetic influence of a conscious realm of our thinking that comes from our creator that basically, in mass on the planet, in unison, would demolecularize, like disappear right in front of you, like the Wicked Witch on The Wizard of Oz. No different. It's our conscious thoughts that are going to do it. You have to ask yourself this question. We're supposed to go through this. God said that if I go through these horrible trying times, it's going to be good. It's going to help me spiritually ascend. All right, I'm going to get to it again. Cut the bullshit. I know when I spiritually ascend the most is when I am happiest. When I'm happiest. That's when I appreciate where I am and what I've been given on the most minute level, how I talk to grasshoppers, for Christ's sakes. I have an adult conversation with a horse. Why? I don't know. It's a creature created by our God, and I know that horse can understand me. I know every time I get my tractor, grasshoppers everywhere here, one lands right on my damn window, and I call him Jimmy. Is it the same one? Of course it isn't, but who knows? Maybe it is. And I say, hey, Jimmy, what's up? Put my fingers up there, walk him across. He just moves a little bit, and I just walk him around. All right, let's go, take off. Hangs on a window. I have no idea why. Just to see Jimmy lights up my soul. Why? It's a creation. Our God created these things on this planet for some magnificent reason. And just to be here and a part of it, life, lose your life. See, what I lost mine. Fortunately, I got kicked back in the playing field. I wasn't supposed to stay dead or on the other side before I kicked back in breathing again and come out of that catastrophic situation. Maybe you don't have the luxury of that. I did. I can tell you this. This is prophetic, not just in our Bible. This is prophetic in the annals of written history that they've hidden from you all over the planet. Tens of thousands of years ago, written on stones, in caves, in the Indian, in the native cultures of America. Why they wiped them out? Because they know things that you don't know on the spiritual side. And they had to starve them out by killing all the buffalo and giving them diseases to kill them. Because if they taught us their spirituality and we reached that level, they'd have no control over you or this country. We are privileged to be in this fight. You have to understand it's coming. And to pretend it's not coming, that they're not going to drive this country to its knees to where we finally snap out of it, you're kidding yourself. And doing everything that you need to do to make sure it's not going to come to you. Trust me, that is like paying the cannibals to eat you last. You're going to get gone, brother. If you stand up and fight, I've already come to the conclusion, we're not going to, as a nation, as a whole, come together and fight. We're not going to pour into the streets by the millions. Like Charlie Ward said, he can't believe in this country. We have not poured into the streets by the millions. They have in Paris, Belgium, all over Europe, by the millions. Bolsonaro's theft of election in South America. What have they done? Whatever their Ministry of Defense is, millions putting pressure on them in that building. Do your job. The country was stolen. In the United States, what do? Nothing. And I don't mean some of you who are out there protests, rallies. You people know I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people who, unfortunately, to no fault of their own, have been driven so deep in this dream spell. There's only one thing that's going to change it: when we finally are at the brink of losing this country, when we are on our knees and shit gets scary, and you're going to think, holy shit, this really just became Venezuela. All of it. Supply chains, food, everything. And you know what? The reason I'm not worried, because I know that that's going to be the beginning of their end, because that's going to be the point in time where the DNA of the American is going to be reactivated. And what does that mean? Reagan summed it up best. He said, the difference between Americans and the rest of the world is that an American would rather die on their feet than live on their knees. And that's true from the time we won the revolution. Every generation after the revolution has that DNA. How do I know? Because the conscious thought in the minds and the souls of our founding fathers as they continued, and the people who fought through that independence revolution, their conscious thought is carried in their DNA to their offspring. It's in their DNA. It's written in their code. Read the molecules of emotion. It's in their DNA code. Again, even if they don't understand it, which for many generations they did, but the later generations they don't, because of what they built, the dream spell. It doesn't matter. It's still in the DNA code. It's in the DNA code. It's going to be activated. It's going to take fear. It's going to take scarcity. It's going to take whatever. It's going to be activated. And when it's activated, you're now going to see who you are, what kind of power you have, and you're going to become who you were born to be. You're not going to be able to sit on the bench, even if you want to, because your soul and your inner power is going to come out swinging, because you're going to think, We can't lose this country. It looks like we did, but I don't give a shit. If there's a hope that we can launch into a full-scale battle on whatever level, and I'm not talking kinetics, I mean, we come together and we pour into nations. We quit fighting each other on all this bullshit. I listen to the podcasters. The podcast community are the ones that are supposed to be unifying and uniting. What do I see? Podcasters attacking people out on tour, on the camera. And I'm thinking, that's why I've said for 2 years, if you hear podcasters attacking each other, stop listening to them. They're not serving you. They're serving their own egos. We're supposed to be the community in this country, in the world, that's supposed to have a unifying message. Attack the cabal powers. Go after the criminals, the Satanists, and the killers. But these people are going after others because of ego. 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 I've seen it out on tours around the country. Ego attacking people. What point does that serve? We're supposed to be a unifying force in front of this camera. There is great responsibility that comes with that microphone and that camera. Any of you ass clowns out there that continue this bullshit, trust me. They're watching everybody. Who's they? Doesn't matter who they is. You think about that yourself. They're watching everyone. Everybody. And when this all comes down, nobody walks away. You're all going to be remembered for how you conducted yourself in trying to rescue humanity in this war. I'm going to say it again. Yeah, people say, Scott, you attack people. I counterattack. I don't attack anybody for what they say. Even when I hear them say shit that's wrong, you know what? Here's my thought process. Who am I to discern what's true and what's not? I'm just me. Nobody gave me that mantle. Nobody gave me the seat on a bench to say that. Some spiritual bench. He's wrong. Don't listen to him. If they're attacking, you know what I do. It's brutal. I'll counterattack. Because somebody needs to put this ice hole in check. All these podcasters that are doing this bullshit, I'm going to say it again, like I've said for 2 years. Stop listening to them. They are a spiritually captured entity. Or their egos are out of control. I know shit said about me. I care less. But the little things going on behind the scenes at events and all that kind of stuff, I know it's going on. People tell me. You know what I do when I see these people? Virtually every one of them. Hey, how you doing? It's good to see you. Give them a hug. Give a shit. I don't care. What they do is none of my business unless they attack me. Then it's hammer time. But we're here to unite, to unify, to empower people, to get into the battlefield mentality that they have, that Christ had. He went into the money changers' temple. He upset the tables and he beat their asses. This whole turn the other cheek shit, turn the other cheek. Yeah, that's bullshit too. Complete bullshit. That was taught by the Luciferians. So we sit down and let the governments take the world over and murder us. Your government is at war with you. The governments of the world have always been at war with their own people. The government has murdered, led to the murder of millions of people in this country. Not maybe. It's irrefutable, undeniable, and it's not debatable. The evidence is everywhere. These guys using our soldiers as cannon fodder to go overseas, doing heroic things, inflicting on a population what they don't deserve. Auspices of freedom. Whose freedom? Their freedom from us, because we are the printing press for them. You know, I'm looking at the time here. I'm almost an hour into this gasket-blowing incident tonight, and I have no apologies for you. I have none. I've not been sitting here disseminating information and intelligence, blah, 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 for the last year because we have a new battlefield plan. Get people into the fight. There's enough brilliant podcasters out here, their analysis, their research, their studying, all those things. I said before, you don't need me. These people are awesome. I listen to them when I have time. My whole mission changed. Get people into the fight. Because without the fight, all the knowledge in the world means jack shit. Means nothing. Means nothing. My job is to do the best that I can do on some small level to activate people to understand who they really are. The people out there that think that, oh, I can see why Scott, I hear it all the time. Scott's a forking badass. Scott's this, he's that. I know what it appears like. Believe me, I hear all the amazing, wonderful things people say about me every day. I can tell you this, about 99% of it is not true. I know because I live with me every day. I'm just another guy who loves this country and its people and the planet and humanity and life. That's it. So I just decided one day to unleash myself. I'm no longer hooked and tied down to a stake of what somebody may think of me. If I'm right, if I'm wrong, if I fail, that's easy. If I humiliate myself, I got that shit covered. I've been doing that my whole life. My whole life. I was afraid to do things because what people may think. Or I might not do things because I'll fail or humiliate myself. You know what? I was always more afraid of being nothing in this world than being hurt, humiliated, or proven wrong. Big deal. Big deal. You're the same way. You just haven't had a reason to activate that in you. It's coming. It's coming. Hopefully sooner rather than later, because we need to help out here. But be prepared to be driven to your knees. And I mean that in every way you can dream up, economically, whatever. This has to come down before we can rebuild the new world. It's prophetic. 1,000 years of peace. 1,000 years of bliss. Once again, I'm calling you Christians out. Is this bullshit? Or do you buy into it? The Christ message. You'll do all these works and even greater works than I. Is Christ the bullshitter? No. We like to say it. We like to repeat it. Makes us feel divine and powerful and spiritual, biblical. Difference is I was able to put that in play, in motion, and be able to get over this paralysis and wreckage and walk again when nobody gave me a chance to do any of these things that I do today. Because of me? No. All the paths I took. Quantum physics being the main path. How did Christ walk on water? Quantum physics. How could he heal with his hands? Quantum physics. How can the thought process affect human biochemistry and do the things he did? He was quantum physics. And that's just a modern day term for spiritual ascension, understanding the universe, getting your consciousness so high. Thought process, all of it. Meditation for a long time. So I can say this because, and I can be provocative because it's what I put in motion and I actually stated I was going to walk again, work again, ride again. My condition, there's a doctor on the scene that day in New Jersey, one of the top professors, Columbia University Medical School, wonderful guy on staff at Presbyterian. 4 years later, saw him face to face standing up, blown away. I never thought I'd see you upright ever again, let alone walking. This is from somebody who's extremely brilliant and in the medical field. Is that a testament to me? Nope. I just understand what some people don't. So when I tell you, you have power in you and you're going to activate it, I don't mean maybe. It's coming. But just understand something, no matter how tough this gets, understand that the tougher it gets, the closer that we are to breaking out through this and destroying this Luciferian order and unleashing the wealth of this planet and freeing up 6,000 patents that those bastards sequestered from us that could change humanity overnight. Your family isn't dying anymore from these bullshit diseases they create. You're not going to have to live piled on top of each other in the cesspools of these cities. You can be out anywhere you want to be connected with the land and nature and all. Do you think God intended to put us on a planet so vast and live like I am? I spend most of my time out of the city where I've got another piece of land where I spend my time on. Do you really think this was a natural course of God's guidance on the planet? Hell no. Go watch a movie, Avatar. That's what it's supposed to be. Avatar. Anyways, I'm getting tired of listening to myself now ramble. So I'm going to say, folks, as always, it is a pleasure to be with you. I'm very proud of all you people that have been fighting. I'm going to be proud of many of you who have not fought yet, but you're going to. I'm proud of those of you who are scared to death to fight and step out. I love you anyways. It's not about you. Don't beat yourself up. Give yourself a break. Don't beat yourself up because you don't have that courage yet. Don't beat yourself up because you haven't hit a big home run ball in this world economically, financially, or whatever. Don't beat yourself up. They built it that way so you would fail. If you've been in prison or if you're in prison, don't beat yourself up. It's not your fault. These bastards did it to all of us. Case in point, the rap music industry was captured. And I don't remember the rap performer, but somebody gave me his name recently. I heard the recording of the tape he did back in the early 90s, pulled the top 25 rappers from all that great shit we heard in the 80s. MC Hammer, Vanilla Ice, that high frequency stuff, those wonderful lyrics. They brought them all into a home of a big music industry guy in Hollywood Hills. They all came in, 25 of them sitting around. You guys are going to be the ones that help direct where the rap industry is going, making them feel important like they do. That's what they do. So they had to sign an NDA. What do we sign an NDA for? Well, you have to sign it to find out. They're like, go F yourself. They all left the living room, out in the parking, out in the driveway. So the guy who invited this particular person that I heard on a tape said, look, man, just trust me. You're going to want to be in here. You're going to want to be in on this. Anyways, that being said, what they were doing is going to change the rap industry to all these lyrics to make sure that the prison stayed full, because these people represented the private prison industry, and the best way to keep them filled up was through the rap industry to program Black America to be gangsters, hoes, bitches, shooting people and cops. And what do we got? So anyways, I'm supposed to be on another Zoom right now. I just got a phone call, but I'm going to go ahead and jump. And I will say this, folks, thanks for hanging in there tonight while I brought the tomahawk out. It's all going to be good. Donald Trump, still our guy. There's other things going on, other things at work. They're going to work in unison, but just be prepared to fight, because it's not the politicians. There's no political solution for this country. It's a we the people solution. Anyways, got to jump. Patriot Street Fighter out. Love all of you.